Hello. In this episode, we're going to talk about leadership simplified. Our aim is to deconstruct the subject of leadership to simplify the topic so that you can quickly and easily focus on strengthening your leadership behaviours. For most people, the alarming truth is that leadership isn't what you were told it was, and we'd like to help build greater clarity for you on the subject. When you start researching the subject, you'll quickly find hundreds and thousands of websites online, as well as a number of books taking leadership lessons from different leaders over time. These include leadership lessons from Richard Nixon, Gandhi, Attila the Hun, Shakespeare, even Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise. A few weeks ago, I saw a slideshow which was entitled Leadership Lessons We Can Learn from Geese. All of this can leave your head spinning. What on earth could all these people share in terms of an attitude to leadership? In many ways, the resources we have available are rather intimidating for many people, and you'd certainly be forgiven for being somewhat overwhelmed. But we'd like to put forward an alarming truth, that perhaps leadership isn't what you were told it was. And by understanding leadership more clearly, you'll be able to focus your behaviours much more deliberately into achieving the kind of leadership results that you've been looking for. The first thing that we need to do is to separate out two words that are commonly misunderstood and misused in the English language, and that is leadership and management. It's important to stress that these are not two different people that we're talking about. We are all both leaders and managers in our roles, but we have responsibilities to both leadership and to management, and these are quite different things. Leadership, first of all, is the responsibility that we have to inspire, to motivate, to connect with people, to promote creativity and set a powerful vision for the future. Management is about the responsibility that we have to have clear, effective processes, to measure performance, to plan for the future, to establish roles, responsibilities, duties, scheduling, and so on. To have one without the other is, of course, problematic. We need to attend to being both a great leader and a great manager. Imagine someone with great leadership skills who can inspire and motivate their team, create a very buoyant, upbeat atmosphere, but they don't have the management skill. The team would likely be unclear what they need to do, uncertain of roles and responsibilities. The environment would no doubt be quite chaotic, with duplication of work and possibly the end result being frustration. A fantastic manager, on the other hand, who is incredibly clear about what should be done, how it should be done, and who needs to do what, without leadership skills, may find that the environment is just not dynamic enough. They don't have enough passion in their team and doesn't inspire the commitment and loyalty that organisations aspire to. So it doesn't always serve us to pull these concepts apart too far. However, the sad truth is that most organisations right now are overmanaged and underled. And that's what's caused the increased focus on leadership that we see in today's marketplace. So now we've established that there is a difference to these words, that they represent two different responsibilities that we have within our role. There's a question you can ask yourself that, in my experience, has the ability to totally transform your relationship to the subject of leadership. And that is to ask yourself, what gives me the right to? Thinking first about management, what gives you the right to manage people? What gives you the right to set performance measures for people, to tell them what they need to do and how they should perform it? The answer, I hope you'll see, is that what gives you the right to manage people is the structure of the organisation and the power that you command within that structure. It's your position within the hierarchy. So now let's ask the same question of leadership. What gives me the right to be your leader? Now that's a little bit harder. And in many ways, the question is, in fact, a trick question. Nothing really gives me the right to be your leader. I can't, in fact, enforce my leadership upon you. So when we stop and we think about what leadership is, we start to realize leadership is not something that I can put on you. It's not even something I can necessarily do. Leadership is, in fact, something that's given. How can I be a leader if I don't have anyone following me? So the question of what gives me the right to be a leader is, what do I need to do in order to cause people to follow me? And that's where the functions and the behaviours of leadership start to come into focus. So that's where motivating people, inspiring people, setting a powerful vision, we hope, causes people to follow us. So what you should be starting to see is that leadership, in fact, is a function of relationship between you and your followership, whoever they might be. Management, on the other hand, is a function of power and status. Armed with this new attitude towards leadership, you can start to recalibrate your view of the subject. Many people still view leadership as being about having a position of importance, about having seniority over others. I am a leader, therefore I'm a senior person. But when you stop and think about it, seniority, being a person of importance in an organization, is much more closely aligned with the function of management. True leadership, as we're defining it here, is coming through respect, trust, integrity, and through your credibility. And in this way, modern ideas of leadership are in many ways tearing down the traditional view of leadership being something of importance, the boardroom and the egos that have traditionally been associated with the idea of leadership are starting to be transformed into a much more humble understanding about the responsibilities that I have towards my people. The author Max Dupré put it in the most eloquent way that I've ever seen it written. He said, "Lead the people, manage the systems." Management is hugely important in our roles, but it should be applied to the systems and processes that you have in your teams and in your organizations. The moment we start dealing with people, we need to be moving in towards a leadership mindset. We need to be thinking about the quality of the relationship we're having and how we can generate the level of trust and respect and the integrity that's necessary. In management terms, you have a duty and a responsibility to make sure that the processes within your teams run smoothly and quietly, ideally invisibly in the background. How do holidays work? How do we performance manage people? What happens if you fall sick? How are we going to handle things when your performance drops behind? How do we set measures and objectives? What are the rules that govern our team? These things are vital. But most managers are fairly skilled in this area, and most organisations have defined very clear processes. The gap that exists today is in the leadership space. So when we say about leadership simplified, our topic today, what all these books, all the literature and the experts are telling us about leadership is quite simply that leadership is about the relationships that you have with other people and how it shows up. And this new definition of leadership could totally change your view of who the leaders are, because the question you now need to ask yourself is, who in my organization gets listened to? Who is trusted and respected? Whose opinions carry weight? These people are the true leaders in your organization. These are the people who are showing the qualities of leadership. The names you come up with might be quite different to the names of the people in your senior team. And now you should also consider your own behavior. Each day, each week, how much time am I committing to building relationships, to sharing passion, and promoting innovation and creativity in my team? And how much time is spent on the management side, the reporting, the processing, the monitoring, the evaluating. My guess is that the balance is going to be in the favour of management. In the next episode, we're going to talk about the things that you can do to develop and strengthen your leadership, to create the trust and the passion that we look for in our teams. I hope this has opened up a new way of thinking for you and given you some direction for your leadership.